Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Every day a star is born.
You better believe
better
it.
Believe it.
Believe it.
Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM. Hey.
EOTM. EOTM. I watched Carla start it. Seen Ronnie do it. Sweet T and Say too. They came through. Taking their debut. Yep. In the recession, showing us how to make do. In the middle was heavy, but light on the edge. With Chauncey Gibson, the righteous get fed. Trey Love crying from his heart to the core. On the move with the mind of an entrepreneur. A better tomorrow, we play for fights. Maximize potential, reshape your life. Yep. Time ain't never wasted.
Oh, no.
They got blogs with guided meditation. Rise above it all, at least. Navigating through this Middle East.
Uh-huh.
It's like trying to rollerblade up a hill of grease. The radio media is a marriage tutor.
Woo!
With Grandma dripping Don Adams Jr.
Junior.
Y'all know what it is, man.
E-O.
In the building, building.
Oh, she's that man.
E-O.
What's up, fam? Back to EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Carla B., my co-host, Ronnie, the first lady of GPT, and Don Adams are holding the show down with me tonight, y'all, and you best believe that we are always excited as ever to be right back here in the house with our friends once again, where we are just always, always striving to encourage, empower, and enlighten your mind. And speaking of enlightening, if you're needing some, guess what? You will always, always find it when you visit www.queensofinternetradio.com and stream live to all of our shows at www.eotmradio.com. And for the, we got to have something for the entrepreneur in you. We always have something for you. We got a place for you. Just go visit www.eotmspace.com. Spread the word and create your space. Because, you know, we're all about increasing your network, because we understand that that increases your net worth, and that means your bottom line, y'all, and that's the line that's forever important. So get all of that busy talk, fun talk out the way. And as I stated at the top of the show, we have my girl, my rather that chick, this is just my partner in crime here, Ronnie, the first lady of GPT. Girlfriend, what's good in the DMV?
I'm just so happy that it's 75 degrees. Can we say welcome spring? I am so excited. I'm not with all of the people that's outside with their little booty shorts on. Like, let's pump the brakes a little bit, take it easy. Like, we just got to 70. Like, I understand everybody's excited about the weather, but let's pump our brakes a little bit. But I'm glad it's hot and ain't raining and it's not cold, so this is my type of weather because I'm a summer baby. So I'm feeling good today. I'm excited. I don't have about a good 40 minutes of laughter. I can't wait to get this stuff started. Girl, we just got to get started because I can't. I need to know stuff. I got a lot of questions, and I need
I know.
To know stuff because I can't see it.
Girl.
I'm so excited. Excited.
Girl. And, you know, we can't tell it all. We can't tell it all because we got to let the people watch it. But, girl, anyway,
exactly.
I'm going to get into it because I'm that excited. But I want to say what's up to our male host, right now the only male host until I think in a couple of weeks when we'll be getting another male. But we got Don with us. What's good with you, Don, EOTM,
hey,
Adam?
What's going on, family? Glad to be a part of the conversation as always. Ronnie, what's up with the booty shorts? I mean, is there a problem with that?
I'm just saying, it's only, you know, like, let's wait for summer. You know, it's just spring, you know, tomorrow it can go back to 45, 50. That's how the DMV do, you know, just like, I ain't got nothing wrong with the booty shorts now, you know what I'm saying, because if you, I got something wrong with it, you can't wear it, you know, that's what I'm saying. When that stuff come out, I got a problem with it. Other than that, I'm cool. I'm cool.
Well, you know, I had to put you on the spot for that one, because look, I'm a booty shorts fan. I'm just going to put it out there.
I
and I'm sure he's seen, and this is like 75, 77 here, Ronnie, so I'm sure he has seen.
Look, I'm gonna say it like this.
I've been riding on my bike today, and I'm just gonna say it like this. When I got up to 150, I felt the breeze in my air. In my hair. And guess what? I knew it was summertime.
See, you bugging too. It ain't summer. Summer don't come to June. Hear me? June.
It's funny. It's real funny. But, you know, we got something for them guys like Don and the fans and just all that stuff. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. We're going to put on something. Ronnie, what do you think we should put on right now?
Well, you know what? Because we got, I done told you already before when we were talking 2 minutes ago. I told you what my song is, and, you know, seeing that, you know, we got such a great show, I just think it's only fair that, you know, we put on something to dedicate to the cast members, because I think one cast member, you know, said, wow, 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 you know, so I think it's only fair that we give them a little bit of taste of that music. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's fair. I got you. Let's go ahead. It's Bow Wow Wow, and we'll be right back with the cast members of Married Men, Single Women. Hold tight, y'all.
Hello?
Hello.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Carla B, and we have my co-host, my ride or die EOTM family, Ronnie, the First Lady of GPT, and we have also Don EOTM Adams that's holding it down with us. And tonight we have the pleasure of having some, actually I think we have all of the cast members and the producer of Married Men and Single Women hanging out with us tonight. We have Stephen Drayton is in the house with us, as well as Michael Wayne Thomas, Lenita Crystal, Kirby, Ken Rock, Tish, and Smitty. And if I some pronounce the names wrong, I'm sure everybody will be able to let me know that. And I apologize, but you guys, welcome to EOTM Radio. And what I want to do right now, I want to bring Stephen on so he could go ahead and give our listeners, well, first off, definitely tell us a little bit about you, Stephen, and then give our listeners a brief synopsis of this full-length feature film.
Who is this, Big C?
Oh, yeah, this is Carla B. Carla B.
Carla B in the place to be on the radio with Stevie D. What's up, G? No, just kidding.
That's what's
oh,
up.
Boy.
No, take it out. I'm glad you asked everybody, you know, to come down and be on the show. You know, that was a good look. And I want everybody to check out the movie when it come out. Are we going to be in Atlanta? Hotlanta, is that what they'll call it? Hotlanta? Hotlanta.
Yes, sir.
April 29th, it's going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be at this place called Phoenix Soul in Decatur on Panola Road. It's going to be crazy. There's going to be celebrities there, so, you know, everybody's going to want to come out and support this this movement I'm getting ready to have. But the name of the movie is called Married Men and Single Women. So, you know, just by the title, everybody out there who's listening, you know it's going to be kind of crazy. Just by the title. And what it is it's three bus drivers, you know, they're best friends, you know, and they have a triple wedding. And all of the fellas, you know, they start cheating on their wives for different reasons. And it just gets crazy. You know what I'm saying? So that's the basic.
Yes,
that's
sir.
The basic synopsis. It deals with all types of marital issues. So, you know, you really want to go. It's funny. And it has a lot of craziness in it. And it has drama. And it's just nuts. So I hope everybody gets a chance to go out there and check out the film. Who else calls in today? Because, you know, I want to make sure we have, you know, you get a chance to talk to everybody.
Right. We have Michael on, and I guess we can go, once you're done talking, Steve, we can go around in a circle and have everybody introduce themselves. But before we do that, I want to let the listeners know that tonight on this segment, it's only a 60-minute segment, but we are giving away two free tickets to the premiere here in Atlanta on April 29th. So we want you to call in 718-664-6543. We're going to give the fourth caller two tickets, right, Stephen? Don't make me a liar now, okay?
No, we're not giving away one ticket. We're giving away four tickets. That's two pairs.
Oh, my God. Cool.
Get it right.
Well,
you know?
I didn't know that, so we could take two callers, definitely. Call in. We'll take the fifth and the sixth caller, area code 718-664-6543. We'll get back to the ticket giving later. But let's go ahead and go around the circle and start off with Michael. If you can let our listeners know a little bit about you, Michael, and the role that you played in the movie.
Well, hello, listeners. This is Michael Wayne. Some of you may know me as Michael Wayne Thomas. I play Alex Reed in the movie Married Men, Single Women. My character is kind of like, I guess, the voice of reason. The movie's about three bus drivers that are best friends, and they have a triple wedding. And I'm kind of like the voice of reason of all the fellas, I guess you could say. They come to me for advice.
Right. And this is Ken Rock. I play James Jacobs. I'm playing the guy that is a womanizing figure. One that expresses itself, you know, with different types of looks and graphics and different type of dimensions or whatever. I'm just a typical playboy, you know, and I'm treating women as objects as opposed to God's creations, you know.
And my name is Crystal. I played Mary, and I was actually his object in the movie. The difference was I was a white female with a lot of curves.
Right.
So I got a lot of, got a lot for that. But, yeah, I was the one that was single and ran into him and found out that he was married. And I got by his wife.
Oh, boy. Somebody with the sound bite.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Okay,
hey, Kirby.
Kirby's
on the line.
Yeah, this is Kirby calling. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello, EOTM Radio.
Hey.
I play Jessica Smith, and my role was basically all about God, giving God the praise, waking up in the morning, praising God, you know, for he's worthy to be praised. And, you know, my husband, he just decided that was a bit too much, so he did what he did, and he suffered the consequences.
Listen, audience, that's holy water. For anybody who's
holy water.
Just look out for those words.
I'm throwing holy water on everything. His biscuits and sauces and everything.
Thank you, it's good.
Trying to save
holy water is good.
So who else we got out here? Who else called in?
Tish, right? Kirby's husband.
Tish? Lanita? Okay, so I guess it's Michael, Crystal, Can Rock, and myself, and Kirby for now.
We are Alan also.
So, if you have any other questions for him, Ms. B, you go ahead and shoot it at him.
Okay, great. And you know what? I want to talk to Kirby's husband also. Hopefully he'll call in. I got some words for him.
I definitely. But it's going to be some kind words. But
I do have a couple questions. But I want to actually start it off with Stephen, if you don't mind, because I know this is your first full length feature film. And to be your first, it is so well put together. So definitely want to give you some kudos for that. But how did you, even before I get into that question, let's go way back, because before you did the film, you had the book, Married Men and Single Women, correct?
That's right. Yep. And what happened is, go ahead. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, what happened with that is, you know, I wrote the book because I thought it was some subject that, you know, people need to know about. And, you know, the book did pretty good. You know, I took the money. I figured, you know, since it did all right, I wanted to change it into a movie. And what I did is I got together with myself and a few investors, and we came up with the money. After I got the money kind of sort of in place, I had a big casting call in Houston with the help of 97.9 The Box, which is like Z103 down here, I think.
Right.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And it's that kind of radio. And I had a lot of people come out, so I had a big talent pool to choose from. But I didn't find Alex right away, which is Michael Wayne. And Michael Wayne's wife in the film, she actually gave the number to Mike. And I hooked up with Mike, and I talked to him. I dug his vibe. So, and I'm back in Florida at this time, and he's in Houston. And I dug his vibe so much, I was like, "Yo, dude, read the screenplay, and if you like it, man, the part is yours." And that's how my man Alex got on, and my girl Kirby Holy Water. It was like we had actually finished with the auditions, and we really didn't have that much time, but at the last minute, you know, I just said, "Yo, let's see what she got," and she came in and she just killed it. And what happened? I liked her so much, and because at the beginning her parts were limited, I wrote some more stuff in there for her because I dug her swagger, you know, and I liked what she was putting down, so I wrote her some more stuff so she could get more light in the film. And my man Can Rock, believe it or not, when my man Can Rock came in, you know. He was kind of, for some reason, he wasn't giving me what what I thought he could deliver. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of sort of pulled him to the side because somebody came in. They was, you know, they was a little bit more amateurs than he was. They had the script for about a week, and it was killing them. And I kind of intimidated them. And then, like, the next week when he came in, the next time we met up, he was blazing. I just had to put a little fire under his butt because next time he came, it was like a complete 180-degree turn, you know. He went the other direction he gave me. He gave it all to me, boy, and he did his thing, you know. So the cast is very talented. Oh, before we, you know, we actually really got to before we got to the whole filming, we actually went to Michael Wayne's church, you know, his minister, you know, he kind of put his hands on the project. So I think that's why the project, you know, became like, you know,
oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
As well as it, you know what I'm saying? So we had fun filming it. The filming was crazy. It was long days, but everybody gave me 100%. And I'd like to really congratulate everybody on the great job that they did, you know, and hopefully this thing, hopefully this thing takes off in the direction that I want to take off, because the next film that I do is going to be crazier than this, much crazier.
Hey, you got a heck of the imagination, and I'll say this because, you know, I've been watching the film today, and I was blown away. I'm so happy Steven sent me the information to be able to see the film before we had you guys on, because I see you guys in a whole different light. I'm telling you, it's a great, great film. And Destiny and Smitty, I love y'all. I love y'all.
I just got a text
from Smitty. He just texted me. He says he's on hold at your radio station.
Cool.
So
okay,
he's ready.
Cool. We're going to get him in. Okay, we're going to get him in. And I want to do what I want to do right now is definitely turn it to Ronnie, the first lady of GPT, because I know she has questions for the cast members as well as the director. And then also our co-host, Don EOT, and Adams has some things to y'all as well. But go ahead, Ronnie, girlfriend is yours.
Thank you. Thank you, my partner in crime. First, I'm going to say to Stevie D, you can't be shouting out Carla and not include me. We are a team. We are partners. So I have to be in the mix, okay? So I'm going to have you do your rhyme over, because Ronnie has to be in with Carla B, okay? We are a team. We got to be together. That's how Geminis do. We twins,
right?
That's right. I got to be in it.
Yo, shout out to the whole team.
Yeah, there we go. That's what I'm saying, because Don do something different. I don't know. You know, you know how you men are. Y'all might have your own little plot. I don't know.
That's my bad. What I'm going to do when I get down there, I'm going to make sure I treat all y'all equally.
That's right.
Thank you very much. To the cast, oh, my goodness. I'm like Carla. Me and her were going back and forth today about the movie, and we both was like, girl, did you see that? Ooh. And I must say to, I think it's Mary, to Miss Kerr,
yeah,
girl, you have got to come to D.C. because I need you to show them what it's like. I need for them to understand how you really hold it down. That's all I'm going to say about that, because I love it. Girl, you did the thing. And those, when I started talking about them booty shorts that I was talking about when we first started the show, when I came on and I was talking about the booty shorts and people who don't have it, you see, when you come up here, they'll understand what I'm saying, that they not like that. They need, that's a no-no. You just keep, you stay long. You stay
right.
Long.
Sounds good to me.
I'm with right. It. And to Mr. Reed over there, Mr. Alex Reed, I think it's his character name, how
yeah,
you
ma'am.
Doing? How
yes,
you
ma'am.
Doing? I love your character. I don't like your wife. I don't like her.
Right.
Did you feel sorry for me?
You, well, you know what? I'm not going to give away too much of the movie, but I'm just going to say, you know, had I owned my own gym, I think the scenes would have been a little different.
Oh, man. Low blow.
I think a little different, but, you know, I love it. I love it. I love it all. To the home, you know, I can't see it. I'm going to give away. All I can say is y'all did it, and to Steve, when is part 2, 3, 4, 5, and I hope y'all coming to D.C. because DC needs to see this right here. We got a bunch of theaters up here. Let's get this going.
Right.
We're going to make DC happen. Okay. I'm going to link up with you after the show. This way we make DC happen for real.
I'm telling you, let's bring it up here. Listen, Atlanta can sell out. We can bring it in D.C., take it up north. Let's go. Let's take this thing all around.
New York is April 15th. It's going to be crazy. I got Ed Lover coming down. I got my man Talent coming down. I got crazy celebrities coming down to the screening. I got major network coming down. I got magazines. They all coming to the screening. It's going to be crazy. So I'm going to have...
Where are you going to have it at? Where's the screening at in New York?
This one is on Long Island in Belmore because, you know, of course, everybody knows Flavor Flav, my brother. We come from Long Island. And
Right.
You know, I just wanted to bring it back to the essence, you know, before it blow up.
I feel it.
It is before it goes, you know. That's what that was all about.
That's what I'm saying. I'm with y'all. The first thing I'll ask went to the cast was, you know, how was it like? It's kind of like a two-part question. What was it like filming the movie, and then how much of your characters are you really like in real life?
Oh, that's a good one, Roddy.
Answer that, Rock. But you know what? Actually, my character James Jacobs is so far from me. It's crazy because in the movie he's just, like I said, this womanizing figure, and in real life it's just far from me. You know what I'm saying? Because I respect women. You know. So what happened
so cool
was. With good directing, you know, from Stevie and good acting from Michael Wayne, as far as how he had pushed me in the right direction to bring out that character, you know. So it was a lot of work that took place behind the camera and behind the screening to allow me to grace the film the way I did playing that character. I mean,
preach.
It was a whole lot, you know, and so what Michael Wayne would do he would you know, have me to sink in, to think about the line that I'm saying, and to deliver it in such a way that it would be convincing to those that was witnessing what was happening, as if, you know, that's truly who I am. But I can honestly tell you that is far from me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is far from me.
Well, that's good to hear I'm about to jump in. It's not even my turn. Stop. I'm digressing. This is Carla B. I'm digressing. Go ahead, Ronnie.
You can jump on in. You can jump on, Carla, because that was only, we got a whole bunch of cast members, and I heard from one.
Right. Now, you know, I mean.
Let's give some to Don. I think Don, EOTM.
Hey, listen, I've been waiting very patiently. I would like to say to all the cast members, starting, first of all, congratulations on your movie, and I wish you all much success. I wanted to throw this out there. I don't think it's a secret that I have been in the business of counseling and social work here in the Atlanta area. So with that being said, I want to also put this out there that I have also been on one end of the spectrum as far as the movie is concerned, as far as the characters and the roles.
Right.
So I have a professional opinion, and I also have a personal opinion.
Right.
But I want to ask you, you know I'm about to go, don't you? But I want to ask a couple of questions, and you know, you guys can answer it in any order that you see fit. And if you guys want to ask me a question, then I'll be more than happy to answer it. But I want to ask this. Number one, and I haven't seen the movie, but I've read, and both of my co-hosts have also enlightened me on what the movie was about.
Okay.
But here are the questions. Number one, what are you all's true feelings on someone that cheats in a marriage? Now, if you want to go from a male perspective or a female perspective, that's fine. Let's do it. And the other thing is, how do you feel about this? Because ultimately, if one partner decides for whatever reason to shut down the sex in the marriage or the relationship, what's the other person supposed to do? Now, I'm challenging you on that one. If you guys want to ask me a question after that, please do. Y'all can go in any order.
Out of respect, I'm going to ask Michael Wayne, do he want to go first in answering any particular question?
Oh, yeah, I can go with that. That's no
okay.
problem.
Okay.
Okay, on the first question, as far as what do I feel about people that actually cheat in a marriage, it's wrong. I mean, once you make a covenant, it's just wrong. It's wrong biblically. It's wrong morally, what have you. The tagline for the movie is, when vows are made and lines are crossed, there's always a price to pay.
Right.
So, if you're out there and you're doing this kind of stuff, eventually it's going to catch up with you. It may not catch up with you as far as you being caught necessarily. Sometimes it just catches up with you with your conscience just eating you to death.
Right.
You know, you're looking over your shoulder. You're, creeping around, just different things. It actually consumes you. I mean, having one woman in your life, brothers, is hard enough.
It is.
So trying to do two and three and four and how many ever it is, I mean, that's just a lot of work. I mean,
a lot of work,
a lot of time, a lot of stress, and definitely a lot of money.
It is.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, with that being said, as far as a woman's point of view,
wait a minute. What's the part that's supposed to do when the sex has stopped?
Okay, you've asked a delicate question. Are we saying sex stopping because of someone feeling insecure about themselves, or someone medically, or someone because of an accident and can't perform?
Let's tell you what, I'll do this for you. Let's shrink the question down instead of making it as broad. Now let's exclude medical issues. Exclude issues that have to do with anything medical, which basically shuts it
physically.
Right, anything along those lines.
Okay.
Let's just say in the arena of you're in a relationship.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, your counterpart, your spouse or whatever, boyfriend, long term, however you want to term it, has decided that they're just not going to have sex with you. It doesn't matter if you're not good. It doesn't matter if you're not good at it. It doesn't matter if there's an issue. They've just decided to shut down in the relationship.
Let me say this, Michael Wayne. Let me say this right quick. Sex and lovemaking, it starts in the mind. And if you can't capture a woman's mind, or if a woman can't capture a man's mind, if you want to flip it for both genders, it starts in the mind before it gets physical. They say that a woman knows, whether she does or not, she knows within a few minutes of meeting a man if this man would be a potential person that she would have relations with. She may not do it, but she knows, she can feel. It's something that man brings, it's something that man does to her mind. And if you can't stimulate a woman's mind, then there's no way you can stimulate her body, because it goes a lot deeper than that, because just like you say, for whatever reason, she shuts down. I mean, I can make love to a woman's mind.
Right.
Okay, and it does never have to get physical. And she'll be ready to smoke a cigarette, grab a remote control, call her girlfriend and say,
You see me after the show, brother. I need some of those techniques.
Right?
Listen, he's a smooth brother for real, in real life, you know. He's a smooth brother for real. I'm in agreement with everything that Michael Wayne has said thus far. I just firmly believe that in a relationship, when a woman decides, just speaking from a male perspective, if a woman decided, all of a sudden that's just off limits or something, what's the seed of that? Is it selfishness? Is it anything that that woman is going through psychologically, about the relationship? Does she feel like her spouse is out there being with everybody and she just some kind of way just want to feel like, if he's going to be here, that, this, that, and the other, he don't, what's the ground basis behind behind that, you know? And then I think those things need to be examined, thoroughly examined, and then and talked about, you know? Maybe, you know, that man and that woman may need to sit down and, you know, hey, when we came together, you know, it was every other day or two, three times throughout the day, and in some kind of way that deteriorated, where the fire went out at? I mean, you know, what caused this, you know, and talk things, rationalize things, you know? Or if that woman is like, you know, well, I'm not interested in you in that way, or we've grown so close together, I don't see you that way, then, you know, they might need to seek some type of external counseling, you know, from someone such as yourself. But something, you know, there's a cause and effect. It's just something just doesn't happen. I mean, it's something that took place, and from that derived something.
Well, you know what? Let me say this, y'all. This is Don. This is Don again, family. Let me say this to you. That was a very elegant answer. You know, and I'm very interested in what the female has to say on the line.
Right.
And I don't want to cut anyone off, but I really want to hear what her input, because I know she's been trying to chop in. Give us some input.
You want to go first?
Yeah, that's fine. Go, Kirby.
Okay, well, I feel like that if a man is going to cheat on his wife, be it physically, mentally, you know, with porno books or videos or whatever, it's a violation of vows from God, and God looks down on that. And, you know, the devil will try to come in and destroy anything that God has put together. So, you know, things like that will interfere in a marriage, too, if you let it. But if you're strong enough, you can overcome anything, especially if you got some holy water.
is that drinking holy water or sprinkling holy water?
It's a little bit of both.
I can't pull a day.
Whatever, you know. But, you know, a relationship, it was another question they asked. What was the other question you guys asked?
What should the spouse that's not getting the sex do?
He should pray and get him a bottle of holy water. He should pray and ask for God to make him stronger, or she, you know, and stay committed into the relationship, except for better or for worse. When it goes to worse, you don't just get a divorce. You go to counseling or you work it out. If you can't work it out, you get a divorce. But unfortunately, you let the devil conquer what God has put together, you know?
Wow.
So,
hey, Carla, I think Carla B has an announcement she wants to make.
Yeah, that was, oh my God, that right there was worthy of applause, I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
I love that. But we got committee on, so I wanted to put it out there. We do have a cast member. He plays a role as Smitty.
Hey, honey.
Hey.
I shouldn't be saying hi to him.
Yeah, he's
for
a he's
for
a cool
for
brother too. Both of these guys are cool gentlemen. Personally, I know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Ham is a BET comedian.
Oh, sure
he is.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So go ahead, tell us a little bit about you, since you're coming in so late in the game, and as far as your role that you played and all that good stuff. And that's for you, Smitty.
Okay, I think I'm so crazy, I'd have muted him. All right, Smitty, you are now live.
I thought he was with another woman.
Oh, boy, it's just down on that brother.
He's on the corner again.
What's
not
going
just
on,
a woman, underage, pedophile.
What's going on, Blog Talk Nation? This is comedian, writer, humanitarian, actor James Winningham Jr., a.k.a. Big Ham. I play Wayne Smith.
A.k.a. Cheater.
don't give all the tidbits away to the movie. They got to see the movie. So I don't want to give too much away. But I, you know, deep down inside, I'm a good man. And I just strayed away from the path a little bit. And like Michael Wayne said, it's a price to pay when you stray from the path. So I paid the ultimate price for Strange. So the movie's going to be enjoyable, and I want everybody to come out to NAPL to check it out.
That's what's up. And we definitely will. You definitely will, and you do a lot of things. I know when we were doing the research on all the cast members and stuff, you were funny man, so it's great to have another funny man on. Are you going to give us a funny? You going to make us laugh?
Hey, I played a fat funny guy movie. I'm the fat
like Gary's milk in his trunk.
You know, I'm the fat fine guy in the movie. You know.
That's a good way to put it.
Right. The professional shirt buttoner.
Wow. You guys are hilarious.
See the movie that you'll know where that's going.
Hey, let me just say this here. The guy is so humorous. Listen, we were doing a filming in the church, and it was hot. It was hot. You know, people didn't really want to move. You know, and they had fans strategically placed to blow air. Well, he was so comical that even though people didn't want to move, we had to find ourselves laughing, you know? It was real good to be able to have somebody to kind of lighten you up, you know, when you're doing your takes or whatever, and then you have to, you know, somebody else take or whatever, and you're in this atmosphere that's, you know, kind of hot or whatever, and it's, you know, and stuff like that to keep your composure and stuff like that. I mean, the long hours. I mean, it was like from dusk to dawn. I mean, it was long hours.
Yeah, he was making all kinds of faces.
He's definitely good at what he do. Yeah.
We could actually finish the movie in 3 days if it wasn't for him.
Right.
All his fault.
We spent 8 hours out of the day just laughing, and then we would get to filming.
Oh, yeah.
Korea from Crystal? I haven't really heard her on here.
I'm here. I'm listening.
I just want to say
something to Crystal. And I definitely, this is Carla B, and I'm not going to get the movie away, I promise. But just like Ronnie said, I'm definitely a fan of yours. You know, I really am, and I'm not one of those types of people that sit in the audience and say that white girl, you know, doing this. you really did your thing, and I'm so proud of you. So,
thank you. I appreciate it. I had a good time with the cast. It is so funny now. Even with the cast, we still all speak to one another. So we really did. I had a great time. It was not only that; it was almost like a learning experience with everybody, and from the movie itself. Because
right.
I truly believe women nowadays go through what I went through as the character of Mary in the movie, you know, Mary Men, Single Women. So
right.
we learned that we do have choices.
Right.
You'll see the choice that I made once I found out that he was married. And it's funny how, you know, us as women, we fall so strong in love and our feelings are so strong. And that, you know, even though we know what's the right choice, we sometimes go with the wrong. So I think everybody really enjoyed the movie. You'll see different characters. It's just not one, you know, bias to one character or anything like that, which was great about the movie.
Right. Yeah. It's awesome. You know, it's like some type of emotional roller coaster ride, you know, because it's humorous here, it's drama, it's serious here. I mean, it's taking you on a life ride, in a sense, with all the characters. You know, you become familiarized with them. I mean, they become more than just actors and actresses. I mean, they become like people that you can really identify with, you know. I mean, it's
exactly.
just lifelike. It's right there.
There's so much in this movie. I mean, everybody can relate to. I mean, from 10 years old to 110 years old.
Exactly.
You're going to see somebody you know. You're going to see somebody you recognize. You're going to see an experience, or you're going to see a situation that either you've gone through yourself, you've heard of, somebody you've counseled, what have you. I mean, the movie is just everyone who has been blessed to actually pre-screen the movie.
Right.
It's like once they start watching it, it's like they put off everything else. They don't want, they won't want to miss it. They don't answer the phone. They don't take text messages. They don't want anybody talking to them. I mean, it's like they get consumed in the movie. And the next thing you know, it's like over, and you're like, wow, I want more. I showed the movie to my pastor for the first time on Tuesday, and his response to me was, Michael, there's just so much going on in this movie. This movie needs to be a sitcom because – there's so many situations they need to, you know, they need to more develop these characters, and these situations need to play out because it's just so much packed into, you know, the hour and a half movie.
Right.
It's like people want to see more. They leave the movie saying,
right,
wow, I want to see more, I want to see more, I want to see more.
Right, exactly.
Yes, and you are, you know what, was that Michael?
Yes, that was Michael.
Yeah.
Okay, you are so true, and I'm telling you, and I wish I would have known that it was like this, because we would have made this show 2 hours, not 60 minutes, because there's so much stuff to talk about. But what I want to do right now, you guys, really quickly, and there's a little bit of background noise, I'm not for sure where that's coming from, but we're trying to rectify the situation. But I do want to go ahead and we have some people that are calling in for those tickets, and I do believe we have caller number 5, and her name is Paulette. You are unmuted. Welcome to the show.
Congratulations.
Are you with us? Are you with us, Paulette?
Yes, good evening. Can you hear me?
We can. We can. Congratulations. You got 2 free tickets to the premiere here in Atlanta on April 29th. Do you have something to say to the cast members?
Yes, I do. I've been listening, and I first want to congratulate the cast and the crew for, it sounds like it's going to be an amazing movie. I just wanted to ask, what was your inspiration, Michael, to write this story? I know we all hear. Stephen, yes. What was your inspiration to actually write this movie?
Well, my inspiration to write that movie is, some of it is fictional and some of it is non-fictional, so I just had to soup it up to make it good for people to watch. I just took some of the stuff that's happened in my life and the stuff that I've seen in other people's lives and kind of added on to it, basically. Just to put a message out there. But the movie is just so funny and it's so intriguing. I mean, it starts off, it'll catch you, and once you're there, you pretty much stay there the whole movie until the end, all this crazy stuff starts happening. It's one of those kind of movies.
It really is.
I've actually been in a situation where, you know, I had a little private screening, and one of the people was like, oh, ho, don't touch it, don't take it nowhere, because I had to leave, and I didn't want to leave my property with somebody. So I was forced to stay there with a bunch of women until the film was finished.
Wow. It is
good
an amazing
film.
Movie. Thanks
really
so
is.
Much, Paula, for calling in. Hold tight, we'll get your information. You got those 2 free tickets to the premiere. And
thank you.
Are any of you cast members, director, you going to be at the premiere in Atlanta?
Yeah. We're all going to be there. Hopefully we'll have everybody there.
Great, awesome. We get to meet you. Yay.
Hello.
Yes, hey, I'm calling. This is Ronnie. To Stephen, I just want to say to you that BET is going to be knocking on your door. I can feel it, because y'all about this movie right here is going to give the game, that series the game. Y'all getting ready to give them a run for their money, because this is what we need to see. We all doing all these petitions to get the game, that series back on BET. Well, now I think that BET got some real competition. And this right here, that movie, yeah, that's the new series right there, because that movie right there got the potential to, because you're right. When you see it, everybody that goes to this premiere, when they see it, ain't nobody going to move. Ain't nobody going to get no drink. Ain't nobody going to answer no phones. This is one movie where you ain't going to have to tell nobody to turn off their phone. Mark that.
Right.
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 Fortunately, when we have the movie, they could be serving drinks and food while you watch.
There you go.
Right.
Ronnie, I know you didn't say nobody going to get no drink.
I know,
right?
Before, yeah. If they get it before they hear the music come on, ain't nobody. Yeah, it's a wrap. They not. And I just want your cast members to know that when we did that Atomic Dog, that's for y'all. That was.
That's it.
When the premiere, get that pumping, because that right there is the theme song. That's it right there.
Yeah, I know that was
perfect.
Barking.
Howling.
I'm just so happy for you. That's what I was saying. And I'm glad that, you know, Carla was able to bring you guys to our family. I just want to say, because I know we're going to be closing up soon, I just really want to say, you know, definitely make sure that you guys, you know, keep in touch. Make sure you add us on Facebook. Always check out the Clues Internet Radio. Make sure you become a fan of our page. And keep us up to brass with what you guys are doing. And feel free to come back as much as possible, letting us know, and keep bringing us the good because we love it. And I just want to say congratulations to Steve for doing such a wonderful project. Congratulations to the cast members for doing such an awesome, awesome job. And I just say congratulations. You guys are so places.
And I just like to extend a warm gratitude on behalf of myself and the rest of the cast. We really appreciate you taking your time to even have us, to the interviewers, and, you know, and have us on your show. You know, you guys having us on your show, we really respect that, you know. So much respect for that, and as well as much love for that, too. You know, we thank you.
This is definitely a day that we're going to remember, because really this is our first radio interview with the whole cast. So when this movie takes off and when God finished blessing this movie, we can always look back and say, okay, these people gave us our first opportunity to get the word out there.
Exactly.
To show us love. So you guys, We commend you guys for doing
that. Truly appreciate it.
Yeah.
Definitely,
absolutely.
Definitely will always be the first.
That's right.
That's what's
absolutely
up.
Absolutely.
Hey, and we did it for you, Michael.
Right.
Right.
I'm just
joking. But I do want to go ahead and unmute. We got a couple of people that are calling in, so I know that they have some questions for some of the cast members. I want to first, I'll open it up to one of EOTM's youngest interns. Her name is Say Tuesday, and she just chimed in. So I want to give her a little bit of airtime. What's
okay
up, Say? You got something for the cast members or the director? Oh, okay. First time ever, y'all. First time ever. She dropped it. She was here, you guys. We never had.
Well,
like
I tell you what, Carla B. This is Don. If you don't mind, could I say something?
You sure can.
Cut it out.
All right. Well, you know what? I wanted to say this to you all. That you know what? I haven't seen the movie yet, but from what I'm hearing, and you know, from the comments, it's certainly a powerful movie. And you know, I'm sure that there's you know, in every aspect of America, there's someone that can relate to what's going on. But I want to say I want to take my hats off to you all for doing this type of movie, and I mean that to each and every one of you. Because,
no,
you know,
appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
It takes courage to write it, to be in it, to be. And when I say to be in it, I mean whether you're the woman, the other woman, the wife, the male, the cheater, whoever. It takes courage to do that, and I take my hat off to you all, and I seriously wish you all mad success. And, you know, again, you know, hey, Don EOTM Adams, I'm going to push your movie out there on Tuesdays and Fridays when I do my shows.
Okay.
So good luck, fellas.
So we appreciate
that. Thanks, my brother.
Thanks, Don.
Awesome, awesome. You know, we got about 5 minutes. What I want to do is definitely give Stephen a little bit of time to come on again and share with our listeners ways to link up with them. I don't know if you guys have, like, different – like pre-screenings or previews or whatever, but the people I'm sure are wanting to know where all of you are. So go ahead and we can go around the table if you will. I don't know who have websites and Facebooks, but we'll start with you, Stephen, and go ahead and get the listeners some information on to where to find you guys.
Well, if you want to check out the trailer, you can go to Married Men, Single Women. No, you go to Vimeo, Vimeo.com. And type in my name, Stephen Drayton, Stevendrayton. If you type that in, you'll be able to watch the trailer. The trailer's online.
Okay.
And it's also on MySpace too. If you go on YouTube and go to www.marriedmenandsinglewomen, you can see it too. Married Men and Single Women on YouTube, it'll come up.
I'll tell you this really quick. What we'll do is we'll tell the listeners, we'll put a link on our radio page on EOTM Radio, and there will be a link there in about 2 minutes. It'll say,
click here to watch the trailer for Married Men, Single Women. So it'll be right there. It'll link to your other pages also, Stephen.
Fantastic, fantastic.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's a good look.
Carla, you and I became Facebook friends today. And I
know, and I'm so in love.
Oh,
I
love you too.
We made a love connection.
Right.
You're my best friend ever. All of you. I love all of you.
Now, Carla, you're going to have to interject. Now, I just got to warn Steve about y'all doing one thing with Carla that y'all don't do with Ronnie. Now, you cannot do that. We
are.
Hey, don't forget about Don, E-O-T-M Adams.
If
you send me a request, you can be my best friend, too.
Me and Crystal about to be real good friends because I'm bringing her to D.C., so Steve, I'm going to have to borrow her for a little bit. Yeah, I need her to come
sit with me. I've been wanting to come there. This is why she has food. I'm good.
D.C. is not ready for Crystal.
All I do is eat all day long.
D.C. is not ready for Crystal. I'm going to tell you. D.C. is not ready for Crystal. Crystal is one of us.
Yeah, I'm going to make D.C. Crystal. Yeah, they're going to be ready for her. I'm going to make them, whether they want to or not. And then I'm going to take her to New York and get them ready, too, because they're not ready either.
Okay, now, I got a quick question. Because I'm following you guys on Twitter. I see two attractive ladies standing side by each other, one in like a red and one in like a black dress. Would that be the both of you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm guilty.
See, look,
guilty.
If Ben Kiprock said he's not like his character.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That comes from the non-player player. That comes from the non-player player.
Exactly. But he's nothing like his character.
That looks like his character.
He's nice.
Thank
you guys so much. It's definitely been an honor and a pleasure, and definitely make sure that, you know, after the premiere and stuff, you know, after things got down a little bit, when all the, well, it's not going to die down because it's just going to blow up, but, you know, once it does that, make some time for us. Make some time for EOTM Radio because we would love to have you guys back on again.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Every last one of you, the movie is phenomenal. Listeners, you make sure you go out and see the movie. There's going to be a premiere in Atlanta on April the 29th. Paulette received two tickets as well as another listener, and definitely look out for the movie Married Men, Single Women. Stephen, what day is the film actually coming out in the theaters?
In the theaters, we're looking more towards like a June release. We just have a few more things that have to be ironed out. It's not ironclad yet, but as we get more solid on the date, I'll definitely let you know.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool beans. Well, thanks so much again, everybody.
Well, nice meeting y'all.
Yes,
absolutely. Oh, definitely, and we'll see you guys on April the 29th in Atlanta, and then of course for the premiere in New York, Ronnie, she'll be there. Our EOTM.
And hopefully in D.C. too.
Okay,
if anybody comes to New York, they get in free.
Okay, well, Ronnie will link up so she can be able to be the EOTM ears for New York, and we'll be the EOTM ears for Atlanta.
Yeah, she can roll with me.
All right.
You got it.
Hey, guys, I'm seriously going to push your show out there. My show is going to air tomorrow night at 7 o'clock from 7 to 9, and I'm seriously going to put your film out there for you.
Don, we really appreciate it. Thank you, Don. We appreciate that, my brother.
Everybody. Good night. Peace and blessings, you guys. Make sure before you leave our radio page, you subscribe to receive alerts to future shows because you're not going to want to miss what we got in store. www.eotmradio.com. Y'all have a good day. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, y'all.
Bye.
All right.
Thank God, I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama
cooked the breakfast with no call. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dough, thinking will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top, and if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, not a jacket right in sight, and everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she could do it all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm trouble. Last week messed around and got a triple-double. Freaking brothers every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. Brother's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to Show Dog's house, they was watching UMTV rap. What's the hat from the crap? Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of homies and watch me break 'em with the 7. 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, 7 even back door, little jump. Picked up the cash flow, then we played bone, and I'm yelling domino. Plus, nobody I know got killed. South Central LA. Today was a good day. On another day, kissing the losers away. On another day, kissing the losers away. Left my homie's house paid. Picked up a girl, been trying to do since the 12th grade. It's ironic. I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers got the super sign. Felt on the big fat. The jammy and killed the blue nanny. And my Jimmy runs deep, so deep, so deep. Put her butt to sleep. Woke her up around 1. She didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube for Top Gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion. Hit the 3-1 motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped her butt off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fire dreams. Even see a very flashing old high beam. No helicopter looking for the murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it red Ice Cube with the pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my page is still blowing. No, today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.
Welcome to your Black Money Minutes, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com.
You know, when two people decide to get married, it's a pretty exciting time, but it also brings up a lot of hard questions. One of these questions is, how exactly are you and your spouse-to-be going to merge your money? The first step in doing this is to start discussing your financial goals. A good exercise to get this going is for each partner to make a list of his or her short-term goals, like paying off a credit card, getting a new car, or even going on a vacation. Then begin to list your long-term goals, like retirement or having a baby. From there, you should be able to determine which of these goals are a priority to both of you. Then, once you've identified these goals, you can focus your energy on achieving them. This is Gil Michelle.
That was your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com. To get more information and receive our free newsletter, visit BlackMoneyMatters.com.
You know it's kind of hard.